from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. It's Mason. August 4th. Five things on the tape worth your attention this morning. Let's get into it. First, from Bloomberg. Markets. FTSE 100. Live UK stock. Futures rise. Pound eases on busy earnings day. To continue, please click the box below to let us know you're not a robot. Please make sure your browser supports JavaScript and cookies, and that you are not blocking them from loading. For more information, you can review our terms of service and cookie policy. For inquiries related to this message, please contact our support team and provide the reference ID below. Block reference ID.7FE7B62 8FC9 11F1 93C7 870113C38D80. Get the most important global markets news at your fingertips with a Bloomberg.com subscription. Subscribe now next. Second, from the Daily Upside. Can SpaceX's first earnings call ease pressure from looming lockup expirations? Even a killer earnings report may not be enough to help SpaceX stock escape the gravitational pull of lockup expiration dates. Not that sky-high financials are exactly expected at today's inaugural quarterly earnings call for Elon Musk's rockets and AI empire. The real test for the newly public firm comes this Thursday, when a major tranche of insider shares exit their lockup period. The expiration could fuel a sell-off that sends its share price, already down some 20% from its IPO, even lower. Up next, third, from Bloomberg. Markets. Citi says, Japan has yen defense tools, beyond treasury sales. Hey, so Citi's analysts are saying, Japan's got some tools up its sleeve to defend the yen, beyond just selling off its treasury holdings. They're talking about around $400 billion in foreign reserves that could be used to intervene in the currency market. That's a significant chunk of change, and it's worth noting that Japan's already been selling some of its bonds to try and stem the yen's decline. Now, Citi's not saying that these tools will definitely be used, but they do think it's a possibility. And if that happens, it could have some interesting implications for the global markets. The analysts are also pointing out that Japan's got a history of using its foreign reserves to intervene in the currency market, so it's not like this is a completely new strategy. The thing to keep in mind here is that Japan's been trying to balance its economic goals with its desire to maintain a strong currency. It's a delicate dance, and one that's been complicated by the global economic uncertainty. But if Citi's analysts are right, and Japan does decide to use its foreign reserves to defend the yen, it could have some significant effects on the markets. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our markets partner Kraken supports Bitcoin. Link in show notes. And then, fourth, from TTG Trading. TTG EOD Market Review. Positions, themes, and global trend portfolio. Hey, so I just got done looking over today's market recap. The big number I'm seeing is 6%. That's the drop in crude oil prices, which is a pretty significant move. It's also worth noting that the first of the month flows are usually pretty strong, and that's exactly what we saw today, with growth stocks getting a boost. The dollar was flat, and the VIX index actually went down a bit, which is a sign of reduced volatility. I'm also seeing some interesting moves in the space, crypto, uranium, solar, and software sectors, which are all up. On the other hand, energy and healthcare stocks are down. The SPY, QQQ, and IWM indices are all showing some movement, but nothing too extreme. I'm keeping an eye on some of the stocks that are trending above their value area on multiple time frames, which could be a sign of potential breakout. I've been using this proprietary stock screen to identify some of these names, and it's been pretty helpful. It's not just a list of stocks, but also a way to generate trade ideas and set alerts. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, Our markets partner Kraken supports Bitcoin. Link in show notes. Next, fifth, from The Market Chronicle, S&P 500 erases. July losses as mega-cap technology leads market rally. Stocks finished higher for the third day in a row, recouping all of the losses the S&P 500 had suffered since mid-July. Most of the move was driven by the mega-cap technology stocks that had declined during that period. The magnitude of the gains in these names has been unusually large and rapid, not the type of move you would normally expect to see. It also raises the question of how much of the rally has been driven by options activity. Up next, sixth, from StockQuakes, StockQuakes AI Stock Analyzer, 5,000 stocks daily. Paid. Stock symbol. Viewable with paid subscription. Get 7-day free trial. Subscribe now. StockQuakes. Top 10. Average index charts. StockQuakes identify noteworthy changes in the market. StockQuake sizes can be small, medium, large, and huge. The daily top 10 UP average index is an aggregate value of noteworthy changes in stocks that ended the day with stock prices higher than they opened per our AI algorithms. The daily top 10 UP average index is huge today with a StockQuakes level of 9.93. And then, seventh, from the lead lag report. Anti-AI, why efficient growth is trading. Nothing like the S&P 500, tomorrow, 2 p.m. ET. The anti-AI trade is not a thesis. It is what the market is already doing. Quietly. Tomorrow at 2 p.m. ET, join Seth Cogswell, founder, Running Oak Capital, and Michael A. Gayed, CFA, on why efficient growth has been trading like the involuntary anti-AI portfolio, why hyperscaler earnings may be the grand illusion of this cycle, and why the widest factor dispersion in over a decade is opportunity, not a signal to chase. Register now, the market is speaking. 20 of the last 38 trading days, 110 BPS plus differential versus S&P 500, efficient growth versus next. Eighth, from Bloomberg. Markets, race for diaspora dollars, pumps up India's bond, loan markets. A surge in dollar demand from Indian lenders racing to boost the leverage on foreign currency deposits they are offering to overseas citizens is firing up its dollar bond and loan markets, with global banks rushing to capture the business, according to people familiar with the matter. Up next, ninth, from CNBC earnings. Amazon tops $3 trillion market cap as stock continues post-earnings surge. And then, tenth, from Fortune, Palantir CEO. Alex Karp celebrates 93% revenue growth as stock soars after blockbuster earnings. For the first time, people believe us. When it was Alex Karp's turn to speak on Palantir's second quarter earnings call Monday evening, the CEO could barely contain his excitement, grinning as he repeatedly pounded his pen on the table and taking jabs at unnamed Silicon Valley AI competitors who eat vegetables and don't support the US. That's the read. Watch the tape. Ignore the noise. Back tomorrow. Want this every morning? It's free. Set up your own feed at storyflow.com.